Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time, the Dom Giordano Show, and we try to reach out in Harrisburg, that galaxy far, far away, and we find some hidden stars. Dan has been great. I didn't even see this fully. And what a day to have him. State Representative Seth Grobe is a York County Republican. Yesterday, he was going after the coronavirus corps. We'll break that down for you. Oh, yeah, that's Governor Wolf's way to solve unemployment. But he's the architect of helping to drive through, finally, this bill, among other things, that would say, open up the records. I'm going to tell him what Governor Wolf, Mr. Rogers, says about that. Let's bring in Representative Seth Grobe here on Talk Radio 1210. Representative, welcome in, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Dom. Great to be on your show. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I don't remember the last time I saw my guys in Harrisburg were all abuzz sending me stuff. Did you see this, that it was unanimous? I think one person was absent on this open records thing. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot, particularly with these Democrats in Philadelphia, to agree to that. How did you do that?
So it was interesting. When it came out of committee, it was party line vote. All Republicans, right. Yes. All Democrats, no. Got to the House floor. A bunch of Democrats filed amendments to add the General Assembly. We kind of let them know that, you know, we are still actually doing right-to-know requests. Actually, since the start of the governor's declaration order, we did 13 right-to-know requests. So they ended up withdrawing it. We added amendment. Part of the bill is opening the right-to-know offices. The second part is making sure that the data the governor is using to make decisions is also under right-to-know. So we know exactly why these decisions are being made. We know how data is being collected, which is all critical, very critical in this entire conversation. But they just wanted to make sure that the current right-to-know law was still applicable. And I said, well, yes, we don't need to restate that in law, but it is, but they want to guarantee. So we just added some kind of fluff language and they came on board.
Wow. Yeah. We're seeing this. We're seeing the guy tells me the earth is moving there finally with some of these Democrats who might be vulnerable, some who might be reasonable, that these tiny tyrants can't continue this. So Governor Wolf tells the media, which finally, Seth, I think, is a little bit on this. We tried to get to the ACLU. They put out a memo supporting a court case on this, but they're not full-throated. This ought to enrage anybody. And I'm convinced, and I wanted to ask you the politics of this, the Supreme Court case with Governor Wolf and Rachel Levine, I knew was going to fail because we do give a berth to governors in emergencies. Mm-hmm. The emergency shouldn't go on forever, and courts should allow that. This, though, will weaken. I think what we find here is favoritism / incompetency writ large. I've never gotten as many emails where my heart is just pulled apart every day by listeners, and I'm sure you're getting them. If you break through, we see this. Within 10 minutes, I think he's going to have to backpedal from some of the stuff he's been doing.
I agree. When you have a unanimous vote like that in the House that basically says reopen the right to know our offices and provide the information people have been requesting, it's hard not to just reopen the right to know offices. But from what we've seen with the administration, they still oppose the bill And, you know, Governor Wolf's comment on it made absolutely no sense whatsoever. It was floundering for a reason why they can't do it. I mean, they set up a snitch portal, right? You've heard about the snitch portal?
Of course.
So you can set up a snitch portal, have 1,200 snitches come in. Later we found out a lot of them were actually fake, which is highly entertaining as well. you can dedicate resources to do all that.
Yes.
But you can't just simply be open and give a denial or approval for some information. You know, it's not like Harrisburg sunk in a hole. You know, it's all still there. All the documents are there. People are working from home. So it's not like you can't provide people information. Maybe you need a little bit more time, but that's provided for in the right to know law as well. So to me, it's just them not wanting to do it. Literally just saying, we're not dealing with that. We don't want to be transparent. We don't want to release any information. What we say is good, and you just have to follow it, which is inexcusable.
Well, it is. And the media, at least the papers, note that he ran on transparency and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's been the same diatribe we hear from this guy. I think people are shocked, but my guys in Harrisburg and you too probably know this guy's a stone cold progressive, even though it's mild and he wears the sweaters and does all that stuff. And even though he takes calls, apparently, Pat Toomey told us, it doesn't mean he's going to listen to any of this. He's only listening to what Rachel Levine says, apparently, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a shame because my wife's hairdresser called her the other day. Her husband is out of work, got denied unemployment. She still hasn't seen an unemployment check yet, and it's been 7 to 8 weeks. They have a small child. What's she supposed to do? So it forces her to go into the black market and, you know, quote, according to Governor Wolf, illegally cut people's hair just to sustain their entire family. I mean, is that the America we want to live in? No, it's egregious. And, you know, there are ways for people to do work safely. And that's kind of where the House Republican Caucus has been. We're basically saying, you know, if you can open your business and do it safely, follow all the precautions, go do it. Who are we to say that, no, you can't because we feel you can't? It's just ludicrous. I mean, there's a huge swath of the entire economy that could be operational right now. You know, we saw a Democrat staffer give haircuts in the Capitol to legislators and legislative staff last
week. Wait a minute, was it more than one haircut?
It was more than one, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the arrogance of this, because these are not just any staffers, as I understand, Seth. One is the top Senate Democrat leader, policy director, and the other is some other major staffer, too. And they're doing haircuts. Look, I wouldn't be on the rat line either. You're in a tough position there. But the arrogance of this, given shutting down constituents, is just stunning to me.
Yeah. And, you know, his release yesterday, I call it the CCCP, right? The Civil Coronavirus Corps of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
That's what I call it, the CCCP. He's creating a jobs program for everybody he put out of a job. Like, if you want to give people jobs, let them go back to work. I mean,
it is amazing. And I see busybody all over this stuff, too. Look, I want to be scientific, too, but a core, an army of these people. And would he be able by executive order to fund that? He's got to come to the legislature for that, doesn't he?
Yeah, federal and state dollars have to flow through and be appropriated by the General Assembly. So his entire conversation yesterday of, oh, yeah, no, I talked to the General Assembly and they agree with me. You know, I shot a text message to our majority leader. I'm like, you know, he just said you basically signed off on this. He's like, what? And apparently that's not the conversation they had with the governor at all about anything. So, you know, I was kind of dumbfounded, and I told him, like, you need to call him out. Like, you can't allow that stuff to stand and move forward.
Exactly. I wanted to ask you, Representative Seth Grove, I just got two or three telling people you're going to be on, still having trouble with the unemployment mess that's there.
I know
the head guys, the former head of the teachers union in Pennsylvania, there were problems there before with the computer system, et cetera. What would you advise them to do? What are you? You're probably ringing off the hook. What are you telling people to do, and what's the best thing to do?
So listen, you call your legislator. We have these tickets. Call them, have them do a ticket up to legislative liaison. Basically, the Department of Labor said, use them sparingly. We just send them in. You got a problem, we send it in. It's the only way to get it corrected because no one's able to get through online. I got people that downloaded like a speed dialer on their cell phone that just keeps redialing. They made something like 7,000 phone calls to get through. Just speed dial. Yeah.
This is like, you know, Axl Rose is in the news. I don't know if you saw this. He's in a Twitter war with Steve Mnuchin. Axl Rose. That's what the pandemic does. So let's say Rose was hot again. That's what you had to do with Ticketmaster or something to get a prime seat. That's what you have to do to get unemployment here.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, and there's still people. And, you know, I was dumbfounded. The Senate did hearings on this. I believe Monday they had labor and industry in to discuss unemployment system. Secretaries are like, oh, yeah, we don't have any backlogs. I'm like, I got at least 40 in my office where people haven't been paid for 7 weeks. Could you imagine not getting any income for 7 weeks? You know, at some point you're maybe eating your dog's food for survival. I mean, that's, again, unacceptable. The fact that they had a 2-year delay already on implementing the new system. By the way, the company they hired, Louisiana hired them and fired them for doing it. And this is, I believe, the same company that did the federal PUA stuff for those kind of small business owners and stuff.
Unbelievable. It's
frustrating. Very, very frustrating for everyone.
The focus again is you're saying call your legislator and ask them to do what?
So explain that you haven't had it and ask them to interface with labor and industry and send their information up. It's the only way you're going to get through because they're just completely overwhelmed.
That made my day. That made my day. Please come back whenever you have something. There's silver linings here that we got to know a guy like you a little bit. We'd love to have you back on in Philadelphia to talk about what's going on. So thank you and continued success on this. It's an uphill battle, I realize.
We'll do. Thanks. And Dom, we appreciate your support, too. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.